DJ Tips.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Carl.
What do we have? Hey, Michael, how are you?
I am great.
As I set up this the board here, who else is here?
Trish.
Hey, Trish, how are you?
Hi, Carl. Good.
Jennifer.
DJ is here.
Hey, DJ.
Hi.
Caroline's here.
Jennifer. Hey, Caroline. So what I'm doing is I'm entering people's names as the numbers come in. So then I know who is who.
What?
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hey there. Yep, yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, Adina's here.
Hey, Adina. Hey, Adina.
Hi, Joan. Hi, Adina.
Hi,
I'm Michael.
Hello, hello.
And Kali.
I don't know if Kali's on yet. Kali, you on?
Yes, I heard him.
All right. Let me just get all. I'm just trying to get the numbers straightened out. Okay. So 216 area code. That's DJ, right?
DJ.
Yeah.
Hi,
DJ.
Cleveland.
Hi, Cleveland. Yep, yep.
Hi, Bob.
And then, Kali, you on?
I thought I heard him.
No, maybe not. Let's see. We got another 201 number. 201
Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. Jennifer. Yep, hi. Yep, Jennifer.
Hi,
I heard Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, guys. Hi. Very excited.
Yeah, so I'm just putting everybody's names in here. And then I have a 646 number. Who's the 646?
646 is Joan. 646.
That is Joan. Hey, Joan.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, Joan.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here. And I think I got everybody. So I think we're just There's a couple more people that belong to the group that they had other things going on tonight or might be joining us a little bit later, but they'll have access to the recorded call. The call is being – let me go back to web controls. The call is being recorded, so you will all have – it will be accessible in your coaching portal. So once the recording happens, we upload it, and then we'll send out an email to everybody after each call, summarizing the call and letting you know what the life work is for the upcoming week and so forth. So so welcome, welcome, everybody. So I just want to, for most everybody on the call, know me, Carl Carvalho, and we also have Caroline Neglia, Caroline Gavin Neglia also on the line. But she's going to be more in a role of participant, but she will also add to the call. We will all add to the call, but she'll add her coaching skills to the call as well. But I'll be the main facilitator here, and so those for those of you that don't know my full story, I'm a licensed massage therapist in New York. I was introduced to network marketing along that journey, starting with a company called Juice Plus. We did that for about a year, which is whole food, vegetables and fruits and vegetables in a dried capsule form. And then I was introduced to Enagic, and I've been with Enagic for 7.5 years with Kangen Water. And and during that journey, what naturally occurs is that you start to build teams, and you start to have, you start to grow leaders, and you start to pull talent out of people and start to enhance their gifts and so forth. So my natural coaching ability came out during that process. And as things went on, I wanted to put more of a formal structure to it, and Caroline as well. And so we were looking for our teacher. We were looking for our mentor. And then we were introduced to Mary Marcy, whom you've all heard on the lessons, the audio lessons. That's her voice, Mary Marcy. And now she is our personal mentor. We have gone through a very, very rigorous training program with her. And we became certified as not only Dream Builder coaches, but Life Mastery consultants. That's at her highest level of certification. And we continue. We continue to grow, to expand, to learn from her every single week. And we've got many, many events planned over the next, you know, up until June or even beyond, that we will be spending time with her. So let's just go around quickly here. I want everybody just to introduce yourself and just to say where you're from. So I'll just announce your name so that we don't have a, you know, everybody speaking at once. So I'm just going to go from the top of the list I have here. So DJ, please introduce yourself and say hi and where you're from.
Hi, I am DJ Tibbs. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, welcome, DJ. Then we have Jennifer Singoli. Hi, Jen.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jennifer, and I'm from Dumont, New Jersey.
Dumont, New Jersey. Welcome to the call. Then we have Joan Gibbs. Hey, Joan.
Hi, I'm Joan Gibbs, and I'm from New York, New York.
New York City, the Big Apple. And then we have Caroline. Say hi, Caroline. Are you muted, Caroline? Are you on the call?
Yeah, sorry. I'm Caroline Gavin Neglia, and I am from New Jersey, New Milford, New Jersey.
Very good. Then we have Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello. I am from Los Angeles.
Very good. Michael Levine from California. Then we have Adina. Say hello, Adina.
Hi, guys. This is Adina, and I am sick tonight, but very happy to be here, and I'm from New York, New York.
Very good. And we're going to round out the call with Trish. Hey, Trish.
Hi, Carl. Trish Owens, and I'm currently living in Tampa, Florida.
That's right. And you were living up here for a long time. So,
welcome to the call.
You're welcome. So we have you know, people from all over the country, and we're very excited that you're here. And I just want to recognize you all for having taken a very significant step in the direction of your dream by taking this course. And what we'll do during these 12 weeks is to get very clear about the principles and the practices of dream building. You will learn how to get in touch. You will get in alignment with your dream and how to become a vibrational match. And so we just had another somebody log on. Is that you, Collie?
Yes, Collie. This is Collie, yes. Sorry.
Hey, Collie, how are you? So we just went around, we introduced ourselves and just say where we're from. So just please say hi to the group.
Yeah, hello, guys. Ladies and gentlemen. my name is Collie Charles. I am originally from the Caribbean and looking to make some changes so I can be like Carl.
Well, you could be more like Collie. More like Collie. That's what we want.
We love you, Collie.
We love you. So now that we've got everybody, there's one more member of the group, but she has an event tonight, so she won't be joining us, but she'll listen to the recording. So I want everybody to be in agreement that this is a safe space. We come together. We are going to be sharing, you know, some of our dreams, our visions, our goals. We all just want to be in agreement that this is a safe space, that we can share those freely. And I also wanted us to be in agreement that what is shared here is private. It's not going to be, even though the call is recorded, it's put in a secure portal that everybody can listen to and download, but it won't be shared publicly. I also want us to be in agreement that any ideas, dreams, visions, inventions, intellectual properties, any concepts that are shared here, that they will not be taken. They will not be stolen. They will not be used by anybody, except the original sharer, the original person that came up with that idea. So I just want everybody to be in agreement that this is a safe space. So, you know, because when spirit starts to talk to us, when we start to get ideas and we start to expand, we're really going to come up with a lot of original stuff. And that stuff belongs to the person who shares it. And so is everybody in agreement that this is private and this is a sacred space and that people's ideas are theirs? Is everybody
yes,
in agreement with that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, good, yep. good. So I just want to set that from the top, because there's going to be an out of this group, there's going to be amazing dreams. There's going to be amazing ideas and concepts. There are going to be books that are going to be written. There's going to be TV shows probably made. There's going to be, you know, centers and camps and everything that's going to be coming launched from this group and the people that are here. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see everybody grow and everybody to step into their purpose and their dreams and who they are meant to be. The greatness is within us. And so again,
and we'll also
we're
be partners in believing, right, Carl?
Exactly. And we're all in partners in believing. When we come to that, when our paradigms come up, when our doubts and fears come up, we are all holding space for everybody here on the call. So, you know, we're going to get wobbly sometimes, but we all know that we're going to hold space, we're going to hold faith, we're going to hold that belief that whatever that you see in your mind, whatever part of that vision, that it can be manifested, it can be made real, and we're going to hold that as partners in believing for all of you and for each of us here. And so you will go through this 12 weeks. You're going to be very clear about the principles and the practices and the ideas and the concepts we're going to share here about dream building. You're going to get you will learn how to get in alignment with your dream and how to become a vibrational match. And we're going to be very clear on what that means. And today I'd like to share with you an overview of what we'll be studying together and give you an idea of the structure of each week and introduce you to Mary Marcy, our mentor, who, quote-unquote, wrote the book on dream building and will be your teacher on the audio lessons and so forth. You've already heard her voice. And just to be clear, even though she, quote-unquote, wrote the book, she didn't invent any of this. All she did was collect and codify the wisdom that is already available, that started thousands and thousands of years ago and has been presented in different forms and in different shapes over the millennia, really, and just put it into a codified form. And we're going to get really clear on what that means.
A repeatable, reliable program.
Program.
Structure.
With reliable success, with repeatable success. And so when we look at dream building from a 30,000-foot view, there's really three phases. Well, four phases, really, but three phases we're going to talk about here. Phase one is what we call blueprinting. And that's where we were shaping our dream. We're trying on possible futures. And we're going to practice moving into a vibrational match with your dream. Now, the reason the word vibrational and vibrational match keeps coming up, because the first invisible law of the universe is the law of vibration. Like a lot of, like we've probably all heard, you know, the law of from The Secret,
attraction.
You know, the law of attraction. The law of attraction really is a secondary law. The law of vibration is the first law. And that is when God spoke, you know, God said, let there be light. Well, speech and light are vibration. Our thoughts are vibration. Our emotions are vibration. Everything around us is vibrating at a different frequency. And so that's really the primary law of the universe is the law of vibration. And in life, we don't get what we want. We don't get what we need. We get who we are. And so that's what the whole dream building process is about, is stepping into who you are supposed to be, stepping into the person living the life that you love living. And by vibrating at that frequency, life happens with us and through us. Because we do live in an inside-out universe. So the things that are inside of us, they are reflected on the outside of us. And so the three phases we're going to talk about is, first, we have to have a dream. We have to have a blueprint. It's like going to an architect and you say, you know what, build me a lovely home. Well, the architect's going to look at you funny and say, well, what does that mean? Let's get specific with it. How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? What does the kitchen look like? Is there a garage? Is there a gym? Is there a backyard? Is there a pool? How many floors? We're going to get specific. And so we're going to blueprint the dream, shape your dream. We're going to try on possible futures because we live in an unlimited universe where anything is possible. If we can see it in our mind, it's already been created because everything is created twice, first as a thought and then as a thing. So if we see it in our mind, it already exists. It may not be manifested yet, but it already exists. And so, and we're also, like I said, we're going to be practicing moving into a vibrational match with your dream, and that's where the magic starts to happen. So that's phase one, is blueprinting. So we're creating a seed that we're going to plant. So phase two is bridging. Now, bridging is where we start to tend the soil that we're going to plant the seed into. So soil has weeds, it has some maybe toxins, it's got some maybe, you know, not healthy stuff in it. We're going to start to clear that out. So we're going to look at increasing your sense of deserving. And that's a big one, because sometimes we grow up saying, you know, do I deserve this? Does God really want me to have this? Maxwell Maltz says, you can never outperform your self-esteem, but you can change it. And so that seed, that blueprint of that, the vision of your future, the life that you want to live, you want to be able to plant it in fertile soil. And so we want to clear that out. We want to raise your self-esteem. We're going to be befriending our fear. We're going to understand that fear is just feedback, and it's letting us know that we're at the edge of the life we've known. So we're going to dive deep into that. We're going to look at your sense of lack, because we live in an abundant universe. And so a lot of us, you know, we're just trained by society, by life, that, you know, maybe things are limited. So a sense of lack, we're going to look at that. You're going to learn how to lean into the very areas where you feel the greatest lack. And we're going to give you tools on that. And we're going to actually spend a couple lessons on forgiveness. Forgiveness. You'll learn how to lean into the, I'm sorry, you're going to learn, forgiveness is a shift in perception that removes a block in me and in you that raises your awareness of love's presence. And it's a spiritual practice, and we're going to dive deep into that. So that's really going to get your soil really nurtured and tended, because now we're going to plant that seed, that blueprint of your dream, we're going to plant it in the seed, and then we're ready for phase three, which is called building, or the acceleration phase. It's where your rocket launches, because now you've done all this preparation. So now we're going to start developing your intuition. We're going to start to listen to the voice of inspired insight, and we're learning to rely on the unseen forces. So just like the law of gravity, the law of electricity, the law of aerodynamics, these laws have always existed since the beginning of time, but we were not aware of them until, you know, Edison put a system together that harnessed and worked with the law, obeyed the law of electricity to give us light, where the Wright brothers harnessed the laws of aerodynamics to give us sustained, powered manned flight. And so there's also these laws that we want to harness and be obedient to that will give us what we want in abundance. And so we're going to learn to develop your intuition. We're going to learn to create a support system, because it takes a team, it takes a village. And we're going to learn to start to build partners in believing, just like we have here on the call. We're going to be building partners in believing in our own lives and surround us with people that support that. And we're going to learn to turn failure from a potential stumbling block into a stepping stone. You know, even Edison said, I didn't fail. You know, because somebody, I think a reporter at one point, this was still early on, he said, you know, Mr. Edison, you know, it seems like you failed 850 times to make this light bulb. He said, I didn't fail 850 times. I just figured out how not to make it work 850 times. You know, and I think it took him almost 10,000 times before he got that light bulb to work. And he didn't see it as failure. He saw it as stepping stones, figuring out what's not working. And then phase four, really, the phase four is becoming, is you actually becoming the person in your dream. It's harvesting your dream, discovering that the real gift of dream building is you. It's who you become along the way. You know, so, it, you know, you're going to have the gifts of the stuff and the relationships and the health and the time and money freedom. You're going to get that along the way, but it's who you become along the way that is the true gift. This is the true gift. It's who you become. It's stepping into your purpose and into your greatness. And so how our time together will be structured. Each of you, you know, you received a schedule or an outline of what we're talking about, of what we'll be studying each week. And after each session, the recording is then, you know, taken, it's put into the server, and you'll get an email. Every one of you will get an email that summarizes what we talked about in this particular session, the current session, and what we're looking for as far as your life work and the exercises of what to study for the following week. And so I encourage everybody to listen to the audios every week ahead of time. I encourage you not to jump ahead, because I know sometimes there may be a pull to, like, you know, it's like reading a really good novel, and I know someone on the call, which I won't name, who loves to jump to the end of the book to find out what happens at the end, because it's like, you know, but what I'm going to encourage everybody is not to jump to the end. Let's continue this journey together, do the lessons in order. And so listen to the audios. Some weeks, like this week, are two lessons. There's actually 16 lessons over the 12-week period. So especially in the beginning, there's going to be a few weeks that have two lessons in the week, such as week one. Next week, we only have one lesson. It's lesson three for week two. And on in your online portal, it's very clearly outlined what we'll be talking about. And like I said, everybody's going to get an email, and it'll be very clearly displayed there in that email. And I suggest you listen to the CDs every day. So the audios, you might want to listen to more than one time. And you want to steep yourself in this material, because you're making some, you know, it's like changing the operating system in your computer. We're making shifts in our subconscious in this structured support over time. And so by doing the work faithfully, leaning into it faithfully, and really steeping yourself in it is when the greatest changes start to happen. Also in the materials you received is there are meditation CDs. And there's one meditation for each of the three phases. And so phase one, meditation one, we're in phase one. And I would encourage everybody to listen to that every day. It really gets your mindset going, especially in the morning. Get your mindset going, keeps you open, and keeps you growing. I encourage everybody to do the exercises in the workbook that pertains to each lesson. And I call this life work. And sometimes, especially in the beginning, and I found with you know, many of my clients, it can be challenging, and they're meant to be challenging. And they're not necessarily, and this is for you. It's not necessarily, you know, that you're going to share it in the group and all of this stuff. So dig deep inside. Dig deep inside. Really apply yourself to the exercises. Don't skip over it. If you have the feeling, and this is just something that's come with experience, if you seem like, oh, well, this exercise is not such a big deal, or I think I'll skip this exercise, notice what you're noticing. And that's one of the first, what we call brave thinking tools, is notice what you're noticing. Because that might be a pattern. That might be a clue to you that maybe your paradigms are coming up and telling you to avoid that exercise for a particular reason. And so I would suggest you do the opposite and really lean into it. So that first brave thinking tool, notice what you're noticing. Very, very
good.
Hey, Carl,
we really invite you
question?
To. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Good, Michael.
No, Carl, just for, you know, just for other people along the journey as well, is could you go into a little bit about, like, the paradigm or what keeps us, like, in this same state of mind, state of being, physically, mentally? Could you go into that just a little bit to describe it for everyone?
Yeah, and then we're going to – it's a good point, Michael. Thank you. And we're going to be going into that even deeper as the lessons unfold. But and so – and we covered a lot of that in our strategy sessions with each of you. So a paradigm is your current operating system, right? So it's like the operating system in your computer. And let's say your computer is 5 years old, and now you want to put new apps, new concepts, new ideas, new opportunities into your computer, but it's just not accepting it because the operating system – is operating a certain level, and it's coded that way. Now, you can't see your operating system in your computer. You can see the results of it, but you can't see the coding. It's down deep inside. Well, it's the same thing with our paradigms. Our paradigms, our current operating system, is coded into us. It's in our subconscious. We don't have direct access to it. And these are learned patterns of belief over time that started to be scripted when we were as young as 3 months old. And so we learned it from our parents. We learned it from our teachers. We learned it from our clergy, our pastors, our rabbis. We learned it from our community. We learned it from society and social media and mainstream media. And it sort of shaped our outlook and how we feel, what our belief systems are, and everything inside of us. Like I said, we live in an inside-out universe, so our paradigms control all of our outer results, all of our circumstances, all of our results, all of the facts around us are really controlled by these paradigms. That's how powerful they are. They have their own gravitational pull. And there's three ways that they show up, and we call them the three Ds.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to go over more, but the first one is distraction. So we're all familiar with that. You know, it's our procrastination. It's like, oh, I really need to do this, and I know this will be good for me, but, oh, you know what, the dishes have to get done. Oh, you know what, the laundry needs to be folded. Oh, you know what, I maybe should take the dog out for a walk. So there's many different ways. So notice what you're noticing. So that's the first D is distraction. The second D is dissuasion. And I'm very familiar with this. You don't need to do that. You don't need to write that book. You don't need to make that phone call. There's no point in that. You don't need to move. Why are you moving? Why are you going to move to another country? Just stay here. That's dissuasion. So it's that little, you know, like that image of that little devil sitting on your shoulder, whispering in your ear, you don't need to do that. You really don't need to do that. So that's dissuasion. And then the third D is what we call DEFCON 1. That's when you have a physical reaction. So it could be paralyzing fear that shoots from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. It could be a sprained ankle. It could be you had a fender bender. It could be you got the flu. There's some physicality that shows up to say, you know what, I can't do this right now because of this excuse. So be aware. Notice what you're noticing. Because as we step past our green growing edge, as we start to expand who we are, those paradigms will come up. It's not if, it's when. They will come up. And that's a good thing. We want them to come up because that part of us can't go where we're going. And so when they come up, we need to recode it at that point. And we're going to give you the tools and the strategies and the exercises on how to do that. So when that starts to come up, the fear starts to come up, that's when you step into the Partners of Believing. That's what you bring to this call. And we help you get past that. And if you're in a really dire situation and you're panicking, you can text us. You can call us because we'll help you get past it. All right? So thank you, Michael, for that. But the paradigms,
no, thank you.
Paradigms are very, very strong. They're very powerful. So we want to notice what we're noticing. So we want to do the life work. So if your paradigms come up and say, you know what, this is not that important, notice what you're noticing and do it anyway. Do it scared. Do it wobbly. Do it anyway. Do it bored, because sometimes the paradigms are, I'm just bored. Do it anyway. All right? When you come to class, put your full self in. You know, don't be on email or texting, etc., on Facebook. Shut down all the tabs, close the door, shut the phone off, put your cell phone on do not disturb, you know, put the kids to bed, whatever needs to be done. Come here full in. We want to be aware of what's emerging through you as opposed to what's coming at you, with the notifications and the blings and the dings and all of that stuff. We don't want the distractions. We want to notice what we're noticing that's emerging, coming through us, not what's coming at us. The life work each week is really focused on the practical application of the principles you're learning at the time. So that's why I don't encourage you to jump ahead. Let's all move together through the exercises. Stay on track with that. And like I said, you're going to have access to the recordings of all the classes as we go on, and so you can easily listen to them, go over the material again. It's something to study. It's not something to just read once or learn once. It's something to really study. Now, before I move on, does anybody have any questions about what I've talked about so far? Okay, good. Good, good. Okay, so now I want to introduce you to our mentor, Mary Morrissey. Mary Morrissey has been in this field for over 40 years. She's been studying this, a major portion of her life. She has spoken at the United Nations several times. She's met with the Dalai Lama three times. The Dalai Lama's office actually called her office, seeking her out to partner with him on some events that he was putting together to bring, you know, more world peace and bringing advanced thought, success, and transformational principles to the forefront. She's actually met with Nelson Mandela. She had the opportunity to sit with him and to really ask him some really probing, deep questions, like how does someone who is arrested, you know, in a country and sentenced to life in prison, not only does he get out of prison, but becomes president of that country. What's that? And he was in prison for, 26 years or something like that. So what was that process like for him? What was that internal process like? That because he went in an angry man, and he came out a very peaceful man. And she wanted to know, what was that internal landscape like? What was that process like? And she made that part of this the code that she put together when she codified these lessons. She studied this, like I said, over 40 years, and she's applied it as an experiment in her own life over and over again, and to her life, her children's lives, to her family's lives, and to literally tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands at this point, of people around the world. She's a brilliant teacher. She synthesizes all the great teachers who talk about manifestation. She studied world religions. She has a master's in psychology. She is a minister, an ordained minister. And she does all of this. She synthesizes it and makes it all very, very accessible. She's compassionate and very compelling. And you've already probably seen that and experienced that just with the first two lessons that you've listened to. And it goes deeper from there. And so, you know, with Caroline and I, our just a quick story with Mary, because when we went to Dream Builder Live, which is a 3-day vision workshop that she holds, 12 hours a day, there's hundreds of people. First one we went to had, you know, probably close to 900 people there. And so she made an offer to say, hey, you know, if anybody wants me to be their mentor, she made an offer and she said, you know, go speak to the people in the back of the room. She gave us a break. And so we really wanted her as a mentor, but we also really wanted to enroll in the coaching program to be certified coaches. And so we didn't know what to do. And so we said, you know what, let's go in the back of the room. Let's talk to one of the enrollment experts and find out. And so we ran into this lovely young lady. I don't even remember her name. And we said, we have some questions. And there was a lot of commotion and a lot of noise. And we said, you know, and there were some round tables off to the side. I said, can we step over here? I'd like to, you know, so we can have a little bit more, you know, privacy here. And I literally turned around. Caroline and I turned around, and Mary was standing there. And I literally almost tripped over her. And she looks up to me, you know, she's, you know, I'm much taller than her, and she goes, oh, hello. And one of the sound guys was taking her microphone off, her headset, because she had just gotten off stage. And so then we had this conversation, and we asked her, what should we do here? And she said, follow your heart. You know what the right decision is. But she said, if you want to enroll here, but then we have this luncheon in a couple hours, and where you can attend and you can find out about the coaching program. And if you find that that's what you want, we'll transfer it. And so it was very clear from that very, very brief conversation that we had with her. We spent probably 5 minutes with her. The depth of her compassion, the depth of her knowledge, looking into her eyes, and we really knew that we wanted her as our mentor, and we really knew that we wanted to study with her and become certified with her. And of course, Carol and I did both. And we're working very closely with her, and her four adult children are members of the staff, and we're working very, very close with them. And it's just such a powerful, life-changing experience. Caroline, did you want to add anything to that experience?
Yeah, just running into Mary, I mean, because we were like, what do we do? It was just, it was a sign. It was like confirmation we were doing the right thing. So right then and there, we knew we were doing the right thing. I mean, you could tell. The way she looked into your eyes.
Yeah, just straight through.
And
I have to admit, I'm a little jealous because Caroline has run into Mary like probably 10 times more than I have ever run into her, because she runs into her in the bathroom all the time. and I just don't have access to the ladies' room.
I had great conversations with
her.
She's
had great conversations washing their hands in the ladies' room, and you know, women do have you know, cycles, I guess, or they go to the bathroom together. So it is true, that stereotype. So
But since then, that was at the first Dream Bed Alive. But you know, we've definitely gotten closer with her and more deeper relationship now that we're doing the personal mentoring. But she's amazing, and we're here to teach what we learn, and that's why we're so excited for all of you guys, because this is powerful stuff that we're learning and we're teaching.
Absolutely, and we're learning and growing too, and so our paradigms come up. You know, we're on our green growing edge. We get scared and wobbly, and we've experienced it. We've gone through it, and we're going through it again and again and again. So,
and,
you know,
and
everybody
you do it
here,
scared and wobbly,
and we do it scared and wobbly, and that's what we're here for. And so the lesson one, the whole point of lesson one, is the power. The point of power is within you. So there's a power that's breathing you right now. There's a power that's beating your heart right now. You can't, you can't make yourself breathe one breath. Yeah, you can take an inhale and stuff like that, but you're not breathing yourself. You're not beating your heart. That power that's breathing you is far greater than any circumstance, any situation, any fact around you. No matter where you come from, no matter your education, no matter your experiences, no matter who you were born, what family you were born into, none of that compares to the power that is breathing you right now. And it's that power that we're going to tap into in each one of us that will drive us. That is the driving force of life that is going to bring us to our dreams and our visions. So just know that any paradigm that comes up, any fear that comes up, any doubt that comes up, any dissuasion that comes up, that power is far, far greater than anything that you've ever experienced. There was a gentleman named Wallace Wattles, and he published some books back in the early 1900s, and there's one called The Science of Being Great. And he says in the book, you will never do great things in the external world until you think great things in the internal world. And it's so powerful. It is so powerful.
Wow, that is, yeah.
So, and the progression of things, and people don't, you know, most people don't understand this, is we are thinking beings. And this comes from one of his other books, too. It's like we have this thinking stuff that's around us that permeates and penetrates all the interspaces of the universe, everything. It's around us. And we have the ability to impress what we want, our thoughts on that. And so our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are powerful. And what we put our attention on is where our thoughts go. And then our thoughts generate our feelings. And a lot of people think it's the other way around. Well, I'm feeling this way, so I'm thinking this way. No, it's the other way. It's your thoughts generate your feelings, which then generate actions, which then generate your results. So we control our thinking. Most people today don't. We're on autopilot, you know, or we're letting other people think for us. But it's our own thoughts that we can control, that we can get anything that we want in life. If we can think it and vision it in our minds, we can make it manifest, and we're going to give you the tools to do that. So like I said, we live in an inside-out universe, and that point of power is within you. And again, I don't want to stress it, you know, I can't stress it enough that what is within you is greater than anything outside of you, your circumstances, your history, your education, your bank account. And this course is about learning to use your thinking in the service of the very thing you would love to create. And I want to encourage you to set your imagination free as we begin formulating dreams. There's six mental faculties that we're all born with. I call them gifts from God, but there's six mental faculties, the first of which is your imagination. And as children, we use them freely. And unfortunately, by the time we're about five and we start to enter the school system and enter into society, quote-unquote, that is encouraged less and less to use our imagination, to the point where we use it every single day anyway, but often we're using it in a destructive way, mm-hmm. because we're rehearsing our pain, we're rehearsing where we've come from. We're rehearsing all the bad things that happened. But we can flip that around and rehearse what we want, what we would love to have in our lives. And that's the whole point of dream building, is we're going to use that in a very creative and life-giving way. And so I encourage you to set your imaginations free. This is a free space. Set it free and use it unlimitedly. So we have the capacity to create whatever we want. We're always creating. We don't choose whether we create or not. We create. God created us in His image. God is the ultimate creator. We are creators. So we either create by design or we create by default. And so if you get wobbly and you spend the day with the covers over your head because you don't want to create today, well, guess what? You just created a day in bed with the covers over your head. We don't get not to create. We don't have a choice there. We always are creating. So why not create by design? And what would you love? What would you love to be, to do, to have, to give, to create? Use your imagination to just unlimited. Open that up to whatever possibility. Try on futures. Try on the vision. Put it on like you went to a consignment shop and you're trying on different outfits and different costumes. It's unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you bring is absolutely unique to you. It's like your soul print is like a fingerprint. You're unique. Nobody else will be created like you in the future or the past. That's how unique every one of us are. And then also Wallace Wattles, in another book of his that was published in 1910, is called The Science of Getting Rich. He said the best way to serve God and other people is by becoming the best you can be. And that's what this program is all about. It's all about. So here's the question. Are you willing? So it's just like that the story that Mary tells us about the bank teller, you know, about the guy that wants to cash the check and he goes to the bank teller. Are you ready to sign your name to the check? Are you willing to step into this phase of your own becoming? Because not everything in your life right now can come with you. So your paradigms cannot come with you. And your paradigms will be recoded. And your paradigms, like I said, have their own gravitational pull. And as you start to recode them, as you step out to your green growing edge, and your paradigms can't come with you, it's really like to your paradigms, it's death. And so sometimes it might feel like a part of you is dying, but that part of you can't go where you're going. It's like a booster rocket, right? It's carried you so far in life, but like when you watch the shuttle go up, those booster rockets only carry you so far, and then they fall off. They've done their job. So we bless them, and we let them pass on. There's going to be people in your life that are not serving you at the highest level, and you know who they are. And we're going to do exercise. And they can't come with you. They can't. You can still love them. You can still talk with them. But they can't go to the altitudes that you're going. So there will be some people, there'll be some circumstances, there'll be some places that will drop off. They will. And now, are you willing to play full out? Because that's what we're asking here. We want everybody to play full out. We want you to turn up your willingness to play full out. And if you are, then what I want everybody to do is I want you to write today's date and the time right now, wherever you are in the world, and your name. This is an agreement. I want you to write the date, the time, and your name on your workbook as a way to mark this. And we're going to look back in time and see when it all began for you, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. This is the first day of the person you are meant to be. This is the first day of just stepping into your greatness, into your purpose, why you're here. Because I know by talking with every one of you on this call, I know you know that there's greatness in you. I know that you're not living to your full potential. And I know that you're frustrated by that, and you want to get beyond that. I know that. And that's what this whole dream building program is all about, is helping you step outside of yourself, outside of your comfort zone, and to recode and to regenerate your operating system so that becomes the new normal. And then guess what? Then we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it again. Because your new normal becomes your current paradigm. And then we're going to grow past that, and we're going to grow past that. There's a story in the Bible. Back in those days, they didn't have street lamps. They didn't have electricity, obviously. And it's a very hot part of town, a hot part of the world. And so oftentimes, people would travel at night. And the terrain is rocky. It's mountainous. And they didn't really see. You can't see too much. And so what they used to do is they used to strap oil lamps to their feet. And so when they took a step, they could see illumination a little bit in front of them. And then they would walk to the edge of the light they see. And by taking a step, the next step is then illuminated. So this is a really good metaphor for dream building. Because we don't know the how. We put the how on hold. We just have to know at this point what the what is. We have to know what the what is. And we don't have to know how to get there. So if you're going from New York to L.A., you don't have to know, and you're driving at night, your headlights only illuminate so far ahead of you. So it's the same thing. When they took their steps with the oil lamps, go to the edge of the light you see, because the next step is illuminated in front of you. And so that's why I encourage everybody just to take the next step. It could be scary. It could be wobbly. You could be afraid. You could be whatever. Just take the step, because baby steps will get you to the top of Mount Everest.
Yes. And the how is not up to us.
The how is not up to us. And so also in the Bible it says that our steps are blessed. Our steps are guided by the Lord. And what's inherent in that scripture is that we're actually moving. We're actually taking steps. We're not standing still. We're not static. We're going to the edge of the light that we see. So this week was focused on discovering, defining, and writing your three-year vision. So we're going 3 years out. It's November 12, 2021. Everything worked out in your life, in all areas, in all domains of your life, in your health and well-being, in your love and relationships, in your vocation, and in your time and money freedom. Everything worked out. So use your imagination and step into the life you would love living. Step into it. Try on these different outfits, if you will. So this whole week is about starting that blueprinting process, and that's what the exercises for this week really get you to do. Start to write that out. And even in the beginning, it might just be a line sketch on a napkin, on a cocktail napkin, a little line sketch. But as time goes on, we're going to start to fill in the shading. We're going to start to add color. We're going to start to add flavor and sights and smells and sounds and people and locations. And we're going to start to add strokes to this blank canvas that is the life you love living. And you're going to start to really detail it out, one image at a time, one little snippet at a time, one little baby step at a time, without limit. Don't limit yourself. So that's what this week is all about, knowing that the power is within you. Notice what you're noticing. That's the first brave thinking tool. Notice what you're noticing. The second brave thinking tool is notice your longing and discontent. Those are the two things, the two ways that you know how to vision out 3 years from now. Notice your longing and notice your discontent. What are you longing for? That's a clue. What are you not happy about in your life right now? That's a clue. And we're going to start to recode that. We're going to start to paint a different picture. So that's what I want you to notice this week. Notice what you're noticing. Notice your longing and discontent. And the third brave thinking tool is actually a question. What would I love? What would I love? So it's like going to a restaurant and looking at the menu, not looking at the prices, and saying, what would I love right now? What would I love? And so we're trying on possible futures with our imaginations. We're noticing what we're noticing. We're noticing our longing and discontent. And what would you love? What would you love? And so in all domains, so you're going to do all domains. And again, it's going to be summarized in that email. And I want your imaginations to run free. just like you were when you were 3 years old, when you were a child. Imagine what you would truly love to experience in these four areas 3 years from now, in as vivid detail as possible, as much detail as possible. Spend time with it. And it's a work in progress. Things are going to come up. We're going to tweak it. Next week when we come up, we're going to calibrate, what we call calibration. We're going to put it to the test, because the dream has to be worthy of you, not you worthy of the dream. The dream has to be worthy of you. And we're going to put it to the test, and we're going to tweak it, and we're going to make sure it's what you absolutely love. And if you have a hard time identifying what you would love, try to identify your longings and discontent, like I said, in each of these areas. Look into that. That'll give you the clues. That'll help you get what you love. And then write it down. It's important to not just think it, but to ink it. Because we've got two hemispheres of our brain, right? The left side, that's conceptual and spatial. That's what we're using division out. The right side is the logical side. And so when you ink it, when you put it down on paper, writing it down, we're using the right hemisphere. So now the two hemispheres are working hand in hand. We're using our whole being, our whole mind, in this process. And I want you to bathe your dream in gratitude. So remember I said the first law of the universe is the law of vibration. The vibration of God is gratitude, is of abundance, is of love. And that's what we want to bathe this dream in. I'm so happy and grateful now that. Start every section that way. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am, the powerful I am. And Waddle says, to be as grateful for it now as you expect to be when you actually receive it. So that's like stepping into that vibration, stepping into that person, living the life you would love to live. And the I am, that's the sacred name. There's a power when we start each part of our vision with the words I am. I am so happy and grateful now that I am. The I am is who God made you, why you're here. And the vision has to be in the present tense, not in the future. We don't want to futurize. We want to step into it as if it was happening right now. State your vision in the present tense. You're already living that life. If you vision it and you dream it and you see it and you think about it, it already exists. So step into it in the present time. And be specific. Create that blueprint. If you're sitting down with an architect and you're designing your dream home, you have to be specific. You know, it can't be a lovely house. It can't be a nice house. It's got to be a specific house. Paint the picture. When we get definite with the universe gets definite with us. God gets definite with us. We get very clear with that. And then what you're envisioning, what you put down is one possible future. And that's why I encourage you to put on many possible futures to see what you would really love. And we end each statement with a statement that says, this or something even better still. Because in our limited thinking, from where we are right now, we don't have the God's eye view. God knows everything. And so it's like you driving driving from New York to L.A., and you mapped it all out. I got it all mapped out, right? But what happens if there's a roadblock? What happens if the road got washed out? What happens if there's something happens and you have to make a detour? That wasn't planned out. That's not in my plan here, because that route was one route of an infinite number of routes to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So all you need to focus on is where you want to be. And that route, go to the edge of the light you see, that route will be displayed to you in real time as you walk through it. As you walk through it. So this or something even better still. Something even better still. Hold your dream with an open hand. This allows room for God to work. And then I'm going to encourage every one of you to send your dream to me. Everybody's got my email, because we were sending emails back and forth. So I want you to, once you sketch it out, I want you to send your dream to me, and I'll provide feedback. Both Carol and I will provide feedback, and we'll help calibrate it to make it as powerful as possible. And the life work this week is we're going to listen to Lesson 3, and you're going to complete the work in the workbook, the exercises. And so if you didn't get to finish all of the exercises from this week, I encourage you to finish that as well. And then we're going to move into lesson three, where we start to really test the dream, where we really test that dream that you wrote down. So be sure that you get your dreams out and email me. So now I want to open it up for questions. If anybody has questions or comments, or you know, anybody got an insight into the teachings today.
It's Michael. I'd love to add just one quick thing that you already addressed in terms of, in doing some of this work, really identifying, notice what you're noticing. And it seems like such a simple little phrase, but for me, it is unbelievably powerful. And when you start noticing your behavior, you start, like at least with me, I start noticing my paradigms of how many things I've limited myself just because of, and what you said about a menu, like you look at the price versus what would I want? What would I really want? What would I love today? What would I love actually versus, and so much of us, at least me, and I've done very well, is conditioned to not get what you love, but conditioned to, oh, God, this is too expensive. Or, man, that's indulgent, or this, but you just balance it. I'm like, no, but that's what I would love. And that's the biggest takeaway, for me, is when you start noticing that pattern that you've been taught and ingrained, and you start pushing it back of like, you know what, I'm going to give you a break for a second, and I'm gonna order the whatever. I'm using food analogies because I love food, but it works everywhere in life though. Why you limit yourself, and many times it's on overdrive. You aren't even aware that's going on.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so in my work in terms of the coaching and the rest of it, it is, I'm more excited about it now than I ever have been because these things keep coming up. I'm like, whoa, you identify it and identify the fear or, oh, God, I can't, or dissuasion. Oh, you're good. Why would you want more? And these things that go on in your mind is, why would I want more? It's because I enjoy doing more. I enjoy doing more and serving more people. And so those are just some of the takeaways that, God, it just lights me up to talk about it.
It's very powerful, right? It is.
And I love that term, brave thinking. It's like thinking in a new way. Okay, if you want to keep the way you're thinking, do it. Keep it that way, and it is cool. But maybe challenge yourself with, all right, for this 10 minutes, I'm going to step out of it. I'm going to think about it a different way, because so much for some just, we don't get what we want, and it's our own fault. It's no one else.
I'd like to add something there.
Sure.
Which is that one of the things that resonated very strongly with me was deserving, because I often stop and go, how come I have such good fortune, or why do I deserve this, or I don't feel that I deserve it? And that resonated very strongly, and probably does with other people, that something I need to delve into. And then
absolutely
distraction, which is my biggest problem at the moment, is that
up until now,
I allow myself to get easily distracted, especially with these cell phones. these games that my children have put on my cell phones, and I'm like, and I'm not saying that you can never play a game on a cell phone, but I know that I'm using that as a distraction from what I really need to do.
Right.
Yeah. To notice what
you all do it.
We all do it. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Those pesky paradigms like to keep you safe. And they want to keep you in your safe zone. So that's why those distractions come up.
And even if that safe zone is causing you pain,
if
that safe zone is not comfortable, because we talk about comfort zone, but even if your safe zone is not comfortable, keeping you in pain, just as an analogy, keeping someone overweight or keeping someone, not doing what they could be doing, even though it's uncomfortable to be living in that pain or that situation or that relationship, our paradigms keep us there.
One of my mother's favorite sayings were, you know, she's an Irish Catholic. She'd always say, "Oh, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know." Mm. So she would say that to me over and over again. And that was like if I wanted to, I was sending out my resume and I was going to go to a new job, you know, more money. But it was in the city now. "Oh, you better stay where you are. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know." Okay. That's what I grew up believing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the paradigm.
You plucked that thought right out of my head, Carol. That's what I was thinking the entire time you guys were talking.
Yeah.
Better the
yeah.
devil you know than the devil you don't. Yeah.
Well,
and
we're
it's
not
really...
playing it. We're not playing in the devil's field anymore. We're playing.
I was just going to say that. I was like, what about just embracing a new angel?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, no, and sometimes other people's paradigms. An example, I don't know if you listened to the Michelle Obama interview last night. Robin Roberts was interviewing Michelle, and she said that her high school counselor told her she wasn't Princeton material.
Mm.
Now, the thing about that is that probably had very little – by the way, Michelle Obama went on to Princeton and then went to and graduated on top of a class at Harvard Law School. So the whole point of this is like sometimes someone else's paradigm, like they put it on you because that's what's comfortable for them.
Right.
And, God, we buy it. You know, there's so many times, oh, God, you can't do that. Or you can't do this. And it's not coming from a place of proving people wrong. But it's like just digging a little deeper and saying, you know what? I am Princeton material. I am Princeton material. You know, and so much of it, you listen to other people's fears about what you should or should not be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at Mary's story. The doctor said, okay, you're going to be dead in 6 months.
That's
doctors, it's like she said, they're minor deities, MD, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much power? I mean, I've seen that in my massage practice, and we've seen it in life over and over again. A doctor gives somebody a death sentence, and they
almost
either buy it or they don't. And I've seen so many people go, no, I don't buy that, and they're still living today.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because if you can hold the corner of your mind that there's a possibility that I will live through this, I will survive this. I will go to Princeton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of the power within you is greater.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
There was an interesting story that Mary tells of Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I had the fortunate privilege of meeting him in person before, you know, way before he had passed. But he was flying from Fort Lauderdale to Chicago, and he was scheduled to speak in front of 5,000 people. And they got on the plane left the tarmac, but then they had mechanical difficulties, and they had to swing around and land. And there were 300 people that had to disembark off the plane, and they're all rushing up to the gates and, you know, up to the counters to say, you know, how can we reroute? So by the time he got to the counter, they were like, sorry, everything's sold out. There's no way you can get to Chicago. And she said it's impossible that you will get to Chicago today. She goes, well, he said, you don't understand. I'm scheduled to speak. There's 5,000 people waiting for me. She goes, it's absolutely impossible. It's not going to happen. And so he asked her a very powerful question. She said, is there anybody behind that counter that holds that it's not impossible, that will hold the belief that it's not impossible? So she, you know, got in a huff, got somebody else and stood in front of him. And he asked them, I want you to agree with me that there is a possibility that I will get to Chicago today to speak to these 5,000 people. And the man said, okay, I will hold the belief that it is possible that you will get to Chicago. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I will hold that belief that it is possible. Within 3 minutes of him checking flights and everything sold out and this and that, an idea came to him, an inspiration, the voice of God, however you want to say it, said, wait a minute, why don't we try going through St. Louis? That's not the beaten track. That's not how we always do things. But it came to him. He looked through St. Louis, and guess what? Wayne Dyer arrived several hours before his speaking time, and he delivered that talk to 5,000 people that day. Because had somebody agree with him that they just have the faith, the belief, that there is a possibility that this can happen. And that's
because
what this
we live
whole
in an abundant universe.
Just, abundant universe. So just hold the faith that whatever it is that you want to do, that it is possible that you will do it. Mary's living proof. She's still alive today when the doctors gave her a death sentence of 6 months. Michelle Obama did go to Princeton and went on to Harvard. It doesn't matter where you've come from, the money you came from or the lack of money you came from, the hard streets that you came from, the education you came from, the abusive relationship you came from, the broken marriage, the broken promises that you came from. None of that matters to the power that's breathing you right now. As long as you can hold that corner of your mind that it is possible that you can put on that future that you hold, that's what this program is all about. And that's what we're here for, as partners in believing.
Yeah, and having this group dynamic.
And having this group dynamic, because two or more gathered, right?
Right.
There's power in the group.
And we all will hold a corner of our mind open for each one of our visions and dreams, because they are possible.
And we're stepping into that gap with everybody and holding that sacred space for everybody.
That's why I love the groups. This is great.
Very good job, guys. Very nice.
So any other comments or anybody want to share before we
This is Collie.
Hey, Collie.
Yeah, on dream building.
Mm-hmm.
I thinking about what was said at the end about the dream is worthy of you, not you worthy of the dream.
Yes.
That's quite a shift. That's quite a shift right there for me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking as we are being creators and creating the dream that deserves us, the dream which is worthy of me may be bigger than what it is I'm creating too.
That could very well be, because that dream that's worthy of you will continue to grow. Because as you, that's a good point that you bring up, and I want it to be clear to everybody. As the version that you put down of the dream is just going to be the first draft. Because you can dream something and say, okay, because again, you're still being limited by some part of your paradigm.
Yeah,
you say, I'm gonna build out to this dream, to this level.
Mm-hmm.
And then something could happen along the way where it opens up another level of awareness, because we live in a spiral universe. Our DNA is a spiral. And every time we go around that spiral and we go up and our awareness is raised, our dreams get bigger.
Okay.
Possibilities just grow because our awareness has grown. Mm-hmm. Before the Wright brothers harnessed the law, the invisible law of aerodynamics, there were a lot of people that said that's just not possible. God was not meant for man to fly. There is impossible to lift a very heavy object into the air and have it controlled flight. It's impossible, but they held that belief. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And look what we're doing today. Because they held that belief.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. You're going to grow way past this version. So this or something better still.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold that open. Hold that open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Sounds like Providence Unleashed.
Providence Unleashed, and it's inside each one of us here. Every single one of us.
Yeah.
It is Providence Unleashed because God is inside us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God is inside us. I mean, I want to end the call here. Something that our pastor said a couple weeks ago that really struck me. He said, when God's word, there is no deadline, and there's no expiration date on God's word.
Expiration date, yeah.
Right? So when God spoke the universe, there was no expiration date there. And that's why our universe is expanding even now. Since the day it was created, it's ever expanding to an ever fuller expression of itself. That's what life is about. Even the Talmud, says that there is an angel over every blade of grass that says, grow, grow, grow. That's what life is about, is this ever freer, fuller expanded version of every single one of us. That's what we're being drawn to, pulled to. And so we have our angels that are leaning over us saying, grow, grow, grow. You deserve it because God said you deserve it. You're here for a reason.
That's our DNA.
That's our very DNA is a spiral. And that's how everything is that's how this universe is just ever, ever expanding and ever seeking a fuller expression of itself. And we are no exception to that. So, Kali, keep growing, man. Grow, grow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here.
Good night, guys.
Thank
you.
Same week, same time next week. You'll all be getting emails and all of that. So keep an eye out for your inbox, and congratulations, everybody. Make sure you write your name, time, date, because today is the first day of the rest of your life, and we're so excited to be on this journey with you all.
And one more thing.
You guys are brave.
Thank you. And put this time slot and dream building program in your calendar. There's something very powerful about using your calendar. It also makes energy move. So
that's
schedule
right.
It
confirm
like
that.
It's a doctor's
schedule
appointment.
It out. Like it's, so it's Mondays. Yep. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every place in between.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Love you all.
Okay.
And keep up the good work.
Take
and
care.
We'll,
great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye. Awesome.